Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting third. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fifth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gene Larkin. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jeff Rabule. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Kevin Tapani. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Steve Sachs. Batting second. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, George Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Esteban Beltre. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Charlie Hoff. And now, play ball. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Knoblauch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Mack hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Harbeck hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rabule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Larkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Davis is hit by the pitch. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Harper hits a line drive off the glove of Ventura, and into shallow left field. Harper reaches second base with a double. Davis moves to third. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Larkin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sachs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ventura hits a ball on the ground for a single. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasqua hits a line drive for a single. Ventura moves to second. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rabiule fields it and throws to second for the out. Ventura moves to third. Two outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Karkoviche hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Ventura scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Esteban Beltre is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Beltre hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Rabiule is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rabiule hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. Knobloch hits a line drive for a single. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a line drive beyond short. Beltre can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Knobloch moves to second. Kent Harbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. Knobloch moves to third. Mack moves to second. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Knobloch scores. Mack scores. It's 2-1, Twins. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There goes Puckett. The throw from Karkoviche and he is safe. Puckett steals second. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Sax is 0-for-1 in the game. Sax hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sax for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Harper and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell strikes out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Pasqua is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pasqua hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0-for-1 in the game. Larkin hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Leo's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Leo's is 0-for-1 in the game. Leo's hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sachs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rabule is 0-for-1 in the game. Rabule hits a pop-up towards short. Beltre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Karkovice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Karkovice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Esteban Beltre is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Beltre is 0-for-1 in the game. Beltre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rabule fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Steve Sachs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sachs is 0-for-2 in the game. Sachs takes first base on ball 4. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sachs. The throw from Harper and he is out, Rabule applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knobloch strikes out. 1 out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Raines bunts for a single. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Raines. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Raines steals second. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive beyond short. Rabule can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Raines scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ventura hits a line drive beyond second. Knobloch can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Bell moves to second. Dan Pasqua batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pasqua is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Pasqua hits a fly ball into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for a single. Bell scores. Ventura moves to second. It's 6-2, White Sox. Mark Guthrie now pitching. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Carcoviche is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carcoviche hits a fly ball into right field. Larkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Puckett strikes out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Davis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Hoff covering, for the out. Two outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Harper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Esteban Beltre is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Beltre is 0 for 2 in the game. Beltre hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sax is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sax bunts in front of the plate. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. Beltre moves to second. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Raines is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Raines hits a line drive beyond short. Rebule can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Beltre scores. It's 7-2, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Raines is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, White Sox. George Bell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-2, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ventura is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Guthrie covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Larkin is 0 for 2 in the game. Larkin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Larkin reaches second base with a double. Scott Leo's batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Larkin moves to third. Scott Leo's batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Leo's is 0 for 2 in the game. Leo's takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Rebule is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Rebule is 0 for 2 in the game. Rebule strikes out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. The ball gets by Karkoviche for a passed ball. Larkin scores. Leos moves to second. It's 9-3, White Sox. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoff fields it and throws to first for the out. Leos moves to third. Two outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leos scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-4, White Sox. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoff fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Willis now pitching. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Willis covering, for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up into right field. Larkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Karkoviche is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Sean Abner now playing right field. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Puckett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Harper batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Harper hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-5, White Sox. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Larkin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Larkin hits a line drive for a single. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Mike Pagliarulo pinch hits for Scott Leos. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Pagliarulo now playing third base. Esteban Beltre is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Beltre is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Beltre hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sax is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sax hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Raines is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. he's got one RBI. Raines hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ribule fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Raines moves to third. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Randy Bush pinch hits for Jeff Ribule. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bush hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a line drive into right field. Abner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Mack is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 4 in the game. Harbeck strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.